welcome to another Mysterious Mini, the weekly minisode where we tell you all about new book releases and events happening in-store and online. I'm your host, Becca.
And I'm Gary.
And welcome to February.
It's already February. The month is flying by. The not-so-weekly minisode,
right?
I think, is what this has become. We're trying to get back in the swing of things. I'm literally writing the schedule for recording today, so...
There are
things on the horizon, but yeah, we've just been busy. Like, the holidays really, like, kind of stumbled us a lot, I think.
I mean, everyone's busy during the holidays, so I feel like, I don't know if we were too missed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would like to be missed.
I would like to think that we were missed. There are definitely, we have a good number of listeners. Like, we get a decent number of downloads. So I hope that people are happy whenever episodes drop. So we're back. We're back for another minisode, and I think we're going to have many more on the horizon.
Many more.
There we go. Thank you. Becca, we have so many events to get through.
Oh my God, I know. We are booked and busy.
It's like almost every day.
We're like a girl that just went through a breakup, and we're like trying really hard to be like, no, I don't have any free time.
No, I'm sorry. I've got an event tonight.
I have an event. I have a business engagement.
We should start just like off top with the first event, this first one today at 7 o'clock. Victoria Fulton and Faith McLaren are going to be in conversation with Dimitra Brodsky talking about their new book, Horror Hotel.
Gary, can I just read you the tagline?
No, please. Yes.
This addictive YA horror about a group of teen ghost hunters. That's interesting, right? Stick with me. Who spend the night in a haunted LA hotel. Again, interesting, right? Stick with me for the end of the sentence. Is the Blair Witch Project for the TikTok generation.
Okay.
That's exactly what I felt. I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? They are apparently a YouTube famous ghost gang. Visiting... Yeah, Chrissy, Chase, Emma, and Kiki visit a haunted LA hotel notorious for tragedy to secretly film after dark. But when they stumble upon something unexpected in the form of the room of a gruesome killer.
The people in the book are YouTube famous.
Yes, the characters in the book.
I thought you meant the writers were, and I was like, I don't know who they are. I'm so surprised.
The ghost gang are the characters of the book.
Sorry.
I've never seen the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, it's really good.
I've heard really good things. I remember the period of time where it was like, oh my God, is this real?
I mean, I think that it's really good because I think that the film is about not trusting men so easily. Because like a lot of people have interpreted it as a lot of the quote unquote paranormal occurrences were really just like the men hyping up the like panic and stuff and like continuing to push the like female main character to do stuff she didn't want to.
That makes sense.
But like I also really love found footage horror, so that's why I like
that so
much.
I should watch that. I do have a fondness for like found footage stuff.
Oh my gosh, come over, we'll watch it.
That would be dope. I'm down.
You know what else is dope?
Yes.
The cover to this. Like I really enjoy the skull, like the profile view.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then
like,
it really
carved
does have
into
like,
the shape of the building. It's really neat.
And the cover artist did a great job capturing that like LA hotel vibe. Like
definitely.
Very beautiful. So that's today.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow we have Brian Ferry discussing The Counterclockwise Heart with us at 7 p.m. We do have signed book plates available, but not personalized.
Yeah, they'll just be signed only.
Yeah. This book is a fantasy action adventure book about magic users.
Yeah.
I think it sounds really cool. The sudden appearance of a strange and frightening statue foretells darkness. The Hierophants, magic users of the highest order, have fled the land, and the shadowy beasts of the nearby hinterlands are gathering near the borders, preparing for an attack.
Sounds threatening.
Yeah.
I like the magic users of the highest order have fled the land.
Right. I really enjoy, like, it seems from the description that it's really going to be a great setup for, like, a coming into your, like, being the hero for the main character.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's definitely a coming of age story. I think it's, I think this is a middle grade title.
I believe that makes sense, because I believe that his other works are as well.
Yeah. And I'm always just a fan of, like, the sort of mystery of, like, the world is weird at that age and is like, you could stumble across something.
I feel like it really does feel like that when you're that age, honestly. Like, yeah. It really, really does.
Yeah. So, this one sounds like it's going to be fun. That's going to be, like you said, tomorrow at 7 Pacific time.
Yeah. And then on Thursday, we have two events. One is at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That is Hester Fox in conversation with Rachel McMillan discussing Hester's new book, Lullaby for Witches.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Lullaby for Witches. I like this cover.
Personalized book plates are available for this event.
Yes. Yes. Also today, happening at 6:30 p.m., Tracy Dion is going to be in conversation with Daniel Jose Older. Tracy's new, well, not new book. Legendborn came out in hardcover last year, but the paperback release is happening this week.
Yes.
And we have Tracy coming in doing a virtual event with us. And I believe, I don't know if we're, oh yeah, I think we're doing signed book plates for this one. Just signed only. I don't think they're personalized, but they're going to be signed. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if Daniel's going to be talking about his new book, but he's also got a book coming out this week. It's the new Star Wars High Republic book. I'm certain it will, because, yeah, that's also releasing this week. I'll talk about it later in the episode.
Also related to Star Wars.
Jumping
off of that into our event on Friday.
Yeah.
Delilah Dawson is going to be talking with Stephen Graham Jones about his new book, The Violence.
Excuse
me, about her new book, The Violence.
Mm-hmm.
I got too excited. I'm really excited about this event. I'm a fan of both authors. If you guys aren't familiar, like, Delilah wrote Phasma and Galaxy's Edge Black Spire, which introduced, like, a new original character to Galaxy's Edge in Disney. And then, Stephen Graham Jones, My Heart is a Chainsaw, The Only Good Indians, Mongrels, I could go on.
So many things. Incredible things. Delilah Dawson also wrote with Kevin Hearn. They did that, the Tales of Pell, which started with Kill the Farm Boy.
Yes.
Yeah, that series. Those are supposed to be really, really fun. I think I've had the first one on my shelf for like a long time.
And that song is, and that book is the inspiration for the song.
Yeah, that we use for this episode.
Yeah.
Thanks to the very lovely Austin Farmer.
Yeah, Austin, we're thanking you in the middle of the episode, not at the end.
In the middle of the episode. So the thing about this book is a, like, definitely like a thriller. It came in and we had it in our software as, like, a mystery, because that's how Ingram, our distributor, puts it.
Yeah.
But we had a real conversation over, like, 3 days to figure out where to shelve it.
I think it's like a horror suspense.
We're putting it in our horror section.
And just for those of you who are interested in the event, we are doing personalized signed book plates if you want them personalized.
Yeah.
And
just leave the note in the order comments when you place that order.
If you're on the fence still, like, Stephen Graham Jones called this a novel that defines this era. Like,
yeah,
that was enough for me to be like, okay, I'll pick it up.
Yeah. This book sounds incredible. I'm really excited for it. I don't actually, like, read a lot of stuff like this, but I really like Delilah Dawson's stuff already, and so many of the authors that have been, like, giving reviews are people that I respect in fiction right now. So
the thing I really respect about Delilah Dawson, too, is that I feel like she can really take it there with the, like, darker aspects. Like, I really love what she did with Phasma, and, like, That's not yeah. an easy character to work with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm excited for this. Is that Friday? Yes, this is Friday. Mm-hmm.
So pre-order your books.
Pre-order your books.
Or order, rather. We have them, right?
Whatever. Yeah, they're in the store. We have some. We don't have our event order at the time of this recording, but we will have them at the time of this release. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Sunday, Ceresia Glass is going to be in conversation with Judy Prince Neeb talking about her new book, The Love Con. This one also is going to be offering signed and personalized book plates if you'd like them personalized. It's at 2 p.m. on Sunday, just before we have our next virtual Dungeons & Dragons meetup. We've gone back to doing these only virtually because Omicron is very scary and it is bringing more people to the store than any of our other events do right now.
Yeah.
So we've gone back to just doing Discord, but yeah.
All of you listening out there, like, what lots of us, including myself, like, are folks who are, you know, have more compromised immune systems and enjoy events like D&D to sort of, like, get that excitement you don't necessarily get to do physically, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I am very sad that we had to go back to doing it like this, but hopefully,
as soon as things feel more comfortable and people feel more safe about it, like, I think we'll return to doing stuff in store, but like at the moment, like, we don't want anyone
we care about you
getting
guys
sick. Yeah, right? Like,
gosh,
we try so hard.
Make say it.
We try so hard. So that's going to be, those are at 4:30 to 6:30. That's going to be this Sunday. You can join the Discord channel by clicking on the link in the episode description.
Yeah.
For this event. We've only got one left.
Oh, yeah. I should do it, huh?
On Monday.
Yeah. On Monday, we have...
This one's in store.
Yeah. We have our beginning of the year, one of, like, probably two or three in-store events.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we're just dipping our toes in. And it is Dana or Dana.
Hmm. I don't know.
Whichever,
I thought it was Dana.
Whichever she prefers, I'm not sure. Yeah. Schwartz is going to be discussing her book, Anatomy, A Love Story. Mm-hmm. It's a New York Times and indie bestseller. Let me just read you the little description because it is a gothic romance and, like, I think you're going to enjoy it. Hazel Sinet is a lady who wants to be a surgeon more than she wants to marry. Jack Currer is a resurrection man who's just trying to survive in a city where it's too easy to die. When the two of them have a chance encounter outside of the Edinburgh Anatomist Society, why description? Making me sound like I can't read. Hazel thinks nothing of it at first, but after she gets kicked out of a renowned surgeon Dr. Beacom's lectures for being the wrong gender, she realizes that her new acquaintance might be more helpful than she initially thought. Because Hazel has made a deal with Dr. Beacom? Oh my goodness. I am struggling through this whole description.
That is totally fine.
Long story short, this cool lady wants to be a surgeon. She doesn't give one F about getting married. And this other dude is, like, new in the city, maybe? And he's like, dang it.
I looked up what resurrection man means.
What is that?
It's a body snatcher.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah, they dig up dead bodies to sell them for money.
A surgeon, he's a body snatcher and grave robber, probably.
Uh-huh.
She gets kicked out of a lecture for being a lady and decides, I know this guy now that likes to steal bodies. Maybe he can help me learn about anatomy.
Yeah.
And I assume they fall in love. Because how could you not? How could you not fall in love with a person that will dig up bodies for you to do science on? I'm sorry
now,
if
Jack
you
and
hear meowing. My cat, Tianxin, is trying to get in my lap.
Adorable. It says, now Hazel and Jack must work together to uncover the secrets buried not just in unmarked graves, but in the very heart of Edinburgh society.
Yes.
Incredible. This one sounds great.
I had to pick up my cat.
This cover is super cool. She's wearing this like beautiful red dress, but she's like kneeling down. So the dress spills around her and it forms the shape of an anatomical heart. Like,
I'm so stupid. I didn't even realize that that's what it was.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's super cool.
I was just like, oh, a cool anatomical heart.
Yeah, we got these in, the book came out a couple weeks ago. So we got these in a little while ago and they're just beautiful.
I thought it looked familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I can't use my mouse because I have to hold him so he doesn't fall.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, do you want to talk about what we're reading? What do you want to talk? Not what we're reading. You're excited that's coming out this week.
Yeah.
Some new books. Tell me about some new books.
Let me pull up. I have two open. Is that cool? Is that
enough? I also have two. Yeah, because my third one was The Violence, which we already talked about.
Okay. So the first one I want to talk about is a Yuri, so a lesbian manga that is coming out.
Okay.
And it's supernatural. I'm very excited. It's called 5 Seconds Before a Witch Falls in Love by Zeniko Sumiya. Solitary witch Meg likes to be mischievous and make trouble in the forest for her nemesis Lilith, the witch hunter. But when an altercation goes sideways and Meg turns Lilith into a cat, a cascade of unfortunate events means Witch is now responsible for saving Witch Hunter.
This sounds so cute!
Sparks were flying between these antagonistic ladies before. What will their relationship be like after this catastrophe?
Catastrophe!
Like... They're both so adorable. Is this Seven Seas? Yeah, Seven Seas Entertainment. They have my heart. I don't think there's going to be a week that goes by in this new year where I'm not telling you
talking
guys.
Talking about their stuff. Yeah.
I'm trying Amazing. To get them to notice me. Seven Seas Entertainment, send me books. I will yell about them into the internet.
That's so funny.
While I balance my cat in my lap.
That's so funny.
What about you? What books you got?
My first one is a nonfiction this week. There is a book coming out from Greg Brunecka called Impact: How Rocks from Space Led to Life, Culture, and Donkey Kong.
It's like
a history of Earth, but like how impacts from meteors from space have always like contributed to the development of like the direction life is going on the planet.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it sounds fascinating. Meteorites did not just set us on the path to becoming human. They helped direct the development of human culture. Meteorites have influenced humanity since the start of civilization. Over the centuries, meteorite falls and other cosmic cinema have started and stopped wars, terrified millions, and inspired religions throughout the world.
Holy shit.
And I just love stuff like this. This like cosmic scale of history on the planet and like it still affects the way we behave today is incredible to me.
Yeah, I absolutely don't believe in the completely individualized experience. I just don't think that exists.
Yeah. I agree with you. And so this is one that I think I'm going to try and get my hands on. I'll probably see if I can get a couple copies into the store to have on the nonfiction shelf. But
right on.
Discovered this going through my notes today.
I think I'm going to have to add it to my TBR pile.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've picked up a new nonfiction.
Really?
I think so.
I like to pick up a nonfiction every now and then. Like, I try to pick up a couple a year just because, like, I don't know. There's always so much good research being done. And yeah. I don't want to, like, miss out.
There are a ton on Libro. And I tend to download them when I have extra credits, but I am really bad about actually like making the time to like consume them.
You mean our partner? Libro FM?
Yeah, Libro FM.
Just kidding. Uh-huh. They are not our podcast partner. I wish no, they were, but
they do support the store. You can buy ebooks through Libro through Mysterious Galaxy and we get a percentage of that and it helps the store in that way. So I would highly recommend it, especially as an alternative to the dreaded Amazon.
Yes.
So
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your next one?
My next one is kind of exciting. I want to look up something really quick before I start talking about it.
Okay.
Well, like, I don't know. The book I'm going to talk about is The Hellbound.
But, okay.
Like, it specifically says available for the first time in English. And so I thought, like, maybe that, like, meant that it had been, like, that there was something, like, special about that specifically. Like, oh, it had been blocked from translation or something like that.
Oh.
Right? But I couldn't find anything. So I'll just talk about the book.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
This is a really interesting book. It is The Hellbound. It's volume one. Young Song Ho, Choi Yusuk, and translated by Danny Lim. Those names might sound familiar.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, because Young Song Ho is a South Korean director who did the film The King of the Pigs. He also did Train to Busan.
That movie rules.
And also the artist himself is very popular as well in like online comics and also in Korea. Choi Yu-seok is the creator of Songo. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Songgot. It is a very popular webcomic.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This book is it's got just like the most badass looking cover.
This cover's incredible. I've just been staring at this the whole time.
The way they slapped that ugly ass Netflix logo like right in the middle of the art is driving me insane.
Yeah.
Like they could have just covered the button on the shirt. Why not just cover the button on the shirt?
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways, I'm sure no artist got to like have final say
decide
in this.
Where that goes.
So, fear and panic spread as a sinister phenomenon marks individuals for certain death. One day you will receive a message from an unknown sender. The message will only include your name, the fact that you are going to hell, and the time you have left to live. There is nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, no escape. When the time counts down to zero, supernatural beings manifest to condemn you to hell. As the nation falls into unrest, a new religious sect begins to interpret the bizarre occurrences as the will of the divine. Could this be a sign of something grander, a blessing in disguise, a holy reckoning, or an evil curse? Amid social chaos and increasing hysteria, the people must find a way to survive this inexplicable terror.
This sounds incredible.
Right? Like, it sounds so badass.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to pick this up.
I don't
care
how many times I have consumed media that's like, what if demons and whatnot existed in the modern era? And I'm like, yes, please.
Yes, please. I will consume this.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Super down.
So yeah, I'm excited about that.
That sounds great. We should make sure that we have this coming into the store.
Yes.
Okay, I only have one left, and I think it's the most predictable one that's coming out this week.
Wow, I cannot imagine what it could possibly be.
Star Wars: The High Republic. Midnight Horizon from Daniel Jose Older is coming out this week. This is the new YA book that is following up Claudia Gray's Fallen Star, which just came out last month. This is following the characters Comic Vitus and Wreath Silas, who came from Claudia Gray's book Into the Dark that came out last year, as well as Ram Jormaram, who is a Padawan from the last Daniel Jose Older book, Race to Crash Point Tower. We're finally, like, bringing characters from these different stories together. It also includes some characters from the comics. So now I feel like I have to go read High Republic Adventures, but I've been wanting to do that for a while, so I think I'm going to go do that this week. But yeah, they're going to Corellia, which is the planet that Han Solo was canonically from. We got to see it briefly in Solo.
Oh, dude.
And I'm excited to have a story that actually takes place on, like, the industrial planet of Corellia.
Right? That's so cool. That's something that
The rest of the High Republic has all been, like, out in the frontier.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be interesting to, like, turn inward and go, like, back to the galactic core and see, like, what's going on in, like, the industrial planets and the planets that, like, really keep the galaxy running.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I just really love Daniel Jose Older. Like we said, he's going to be in conversation with Delilah Dawson for her event for The Violence. But My bad. I totally misspoke here. He's going to be in conversation with Tracy Dion.
I follow him on Twitter, and he's just a delight all the time. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, yeah. The High Republic has been so good. Like, I know I've been talking about it a lot because there's been, like, 8 books at this point, but I'm just really impressed with what Star Wars is doing with, like, just having a dedicated group of authors that can contribute to the same timeline.
Yeah.
And, like, really plan it out on a long scale, because that was what I think the problem with the sequel trilogy was, is that they didn't have an idea of what the culmination was until they got to it.
I mean, that makes sense, right? Yeah. Like, you're not gonna... Not everyone starts out with, like, a final image in mind, necessarily.
Yeah, and I don't know that they know what the High Republic is gonna look like, 3 years from now, or whatever. Yeah. But the fact that, like, they are planning ahead in these, like, waves of content... Like, we're now moving into the next phase, basically, if you want to use, like, Marvel terms of, like, what the High Republic is.
I don't want to use Marvel terms.
I also don't, but, like, having an event book, right, the way that, like, Avengers happened, and then we move into, like, sequels and developing of new characters.
Listen,
and things like
I know
that.
You're right.
I just don't know how. I don't have better terminology.
I think that it's the only term you can use, like...
Yeah. It's just become a pop culture term. So, yeah. Like, yeah, that's what it feels like is happening. Like, I think that Fallen Star was really, like, the end of the first act of whatever the High Republic is.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I'm just looking forward to, like, the stuff we're going to get this year. There are so many good Star Wars books coming out this year. Like,
I know, I'm so excited.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. But, yeah, that's all I've got.
I was going to say, shoot, I think we have wrapped up.
I think we've wrapped up. What are you reading right now?
Oh my gosh, I am finally reading All the Feels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the Dade?
Yeah, the second in the Olivia Dade series. I picked it up and put it down like 700 times when I was finishing school. Just because, like, I just didn't have the energy to get into it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you get it.
I do.
And since this year has started, this is like the 6th book I'm reading. Like,
that's awesome.
I've been inhaling all my manga shelf. Like, I just spent the last year basically like building my collection, and now I finally have time to read.
That's great.
And I'm just,
that sounds
like,
rad.
Like, literally every free second I have, I'm like, ah,
let me consume this.
Literally,
it's the best. I am currently reading. Okay, this is going to sound like nonsense. Okay, I'm currently reading S by J.J. Abrams and Doug Dorst. But I'm not actually reading S yet. So S is a book that looks like it was checked out from the library, and it has like notes in the margins. Like, the story I think that
That's
S is telling is about the like notes in the margins between these two different readers. And I think there's like a relationship that's developing between the two of them. They literally leave things in the pages of the book. For each other. There's like a map drawn on a napkin. There's like photographs. There are postcards. There are just a lot of really interesting pieces of like things, like physical things that are in this book. But the book itself that they're annotating is a book called The Ship of Theseus by V.M. Straka, which is of course like a fake name. Like, it's not a real, I don't want to say it's not a real book. It is a real book. But I think the point of S is the meta-textual thing that's happening between these other people.
Yeah.
But I found out that The Ship of Theseus, just the text, no annotations, has an audiobook available. So I'm listening to that first.
Dude, that's
because
perfect.
They make it really clear in the notes in the margins that the two characters that are annotating it have already read The Ship of Theseus. Like, they know what the story is. And I feel like I would like to have that knowledge before I start trying to read what their relationship is and what they're doing.
That is so weird. And you,
I love
weird,
books
like
this.
Very unique. Like,
yeah, it reminds me a lot of House of Leaves in that it has like nested narratives, and the narrative structure doesn't always follow directionally. Like, House of Leaves famously has like footnotes that you have to read holding your book up to a mirror because it's backwards. Like, It deliberately requires work from the reader.
That, yeah,
which is the thing that I'm like fascinated by all the time. I love shit.
I don't
like
it. Like,
I'm super happy about like puzzles and things. So
I don't like working harder than I have
Yeah. So I'm going very slowly. I'm only like two chapters into Ship of Theseus. It's written like a really old world novel. Like, I still don't know the name of the main character. They only refer to him as the man in the overcoat. Like,
weird.
It's really taking its time to like set the stage and describe like all the people that are in this little town that he finds himself in right now. But I don't know how long we're going to stay here or if they're going to be important. Or if it's just languid in that way of, like, an author that can just write and write and write.
I wonder, I really don't know if I can say, like...
Yeah. So, you know, I'll update people as I get deeper, and when I actually start S proper and pick up the physical copy to read all the annotations, but, it's been fun so far. I've been, like, wanting something a little more challenging, but it's hard to, like, give myself the time to do that when I'm also trying to keep up with new releases.
Yeah, no, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so it might take me a while to get through it, but I think that's one of my goals for the next like couple weeks. And then also Michelle and I did a poll on Instagram.
Yes.
For what the two of us are going to read together next. And at the time of this recording, the poll has resolved and it has been voted that we are going to be reading House on the Cerulean Sea from T.J. Klune. So
very, very popular book.
Very excited to start that one. Yeah, it crushed. It like won by 10 votes or something over Harrow the Ninth, which was the second.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think the one that we were more excited about. But that's fine. Like,
honestly,
I've had.
I think that you're going to have so much fun with this book.
I'm so excited for it. I know that Kelly really loves it. I've had it on. I've had the audiobook like on my phone for a while now, so it's nice to have an excuse to get into it. I think we're going to do an update. By the time people hear this episode, I think in the next day or two, we're going to be doing a like midpoint update of like how the read has been going so far.
Nice.
So stay tuned for that on probably on our Instagram.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I think it'll be on the Instagram. Got to keep everyone updated that voted.
Should be fun. So yeah, I'm excited to get through it. I hope that Michelle and I can make this like a regular thing. I would love to do this.
Yeah.
Because like we picked what the books, it didn't matter which one won. All of them were ones that we want to read.
Well, yeah, of course.
So
I didn't suspect you were like, we just left it up to fate.
Yeah. We each were like, what are two books that you want to nominate? And we're probably going to read all the rest of them anyway. But this is the one we're starting with.
So,
I think that's it. I think we did it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is our 60th minisode.
That's insane.
Yeah, 60.
We've
been doing this a while.
I know. Really long time.
I appreciate everybody who's been listening. Thank you guys for sticking with us, even with our unreliable schedule because of the way that bookstores operate.
Yeah, we do the best we can, and I think that you all know that, so...
Yeah, this is definitely just, like, squeezed into extra time we have more than a scheduled thing every week, so...
Absolutely,
we're glad that we can make the most of it. Thank you, of course, to Austin Farmer for allowing us to use the intro and outro music.
We already thanked him.
Oh! Also, go check out Austin's book, Phantom Circuit.
Yeah.
We're getting copies into the store. I'm going to harass him about coming to sign for us. Maybe do an event. I don't know. I haven't talked TBD. To Austin about this yet, but I can. Maybe I'll make Nick poke him. Yeah. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Love him. And, what else do we have? Oh, you can find Miss Galaxy, of course, Mysterious Galaxy on all social media platforms at Miss Galaxy Books.
Where can they find you?
You can find me, on Twitter at TheGaryRoby. Blazeball is happening again, so you can check out my Blazeball podcast, Infinite Cities Blazeball at Cities Pod on Twitter. And my Star Wars show, New Republic Archives, is over at DuelingGenre.com. We just talked about the Count Dooku audio novel, Dooku Jedi Lost, recently, and I think our next deep dive episode is going to be on Attack of the Clones.
Fun.
Yeah, because Book of Boba has been big, and we just talked about Dooku, so like, let's do some clone stuff.
I mean, it makes sense to me.
I'm excited about it. That movie is like one of my least favorites, and being able to be like, let's talk about how much we love this thing is always something that I'm down for.
Right.
Because like, I can objectively know that movie is bad and still like it.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad.
Some hype. Should be a good time. That'll be in a couple weeks, probably. stay tuned.
Nice.
Where can people find you? You didn't give your plugs.
Oh, shit. You guys can find me at Becca Bean, B-E, two E's, A-N, on Twitter and TikTok. And same username, just with a underscore at the end on Instagram. And you can also find me at popculturepunk.com.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That rules.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
All right. And with that, we'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.